Hey everybody, it's Scott from We Deliver. It's my podcast. Hey, this episode is pretty cool. It's with my brother again, Jason, and one of our friends that we've known since high school. It's our friend Brian Houston. And in this episode, we talk about what did we talk about? Favorites! Some of our favorite things. That's what it was. For those of you that are new to the podcast, what happens is we usually order some food. And then while we wait for the food to show up, we talk about topics. And then when the food comes to the door, we just end the podcast, mid-conversation, whatever is happening. So another good episode. I liked it a lot. I can't wait to have Brian on again. Maybe it'll happen soon. Who knows? I'm not hinting anything. I have no idea what the next episode is going to be. So sit back and enjoy this listening episode. As opposed to the other ones that were talking episodes. I don't fucking know. All right, welcome to the We Deliver podcast, the podcast that's 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Like that?
I get it.
All right. Today, sorry if I have a scratchy voice. I have a sore throat, so bear with me, but these two will talk more than me. Across from me is Jason, my brother. He's been on about two before, so.
Yep. Hello.
Yeah. And then with us for the first time ever is Brian Houston, our friend for about 15 years now.
It's a podcast.
He works in he knows a lot about tech stuff, so we'll introduce podcasts. I like radio broadcasts, but for your iPod.
I don't have an iPod.
Or for your MP3 player.
Oh,
there you go.
All right. Or your phone.
My Walkman.
Your Walkman. Your disc. You can burn them to discs and play them in your Discman.
Oh, I listen to podcasts.
All right, so I'm gonna have Brian pick the subject this time.
At random?
Just pick. Peruse. Just poke a card. There would be random.
Poke it?
Just pick, point to a card.
Pick a number.
I want that card.
This one. All right. This one. Today's topic for the podcast is...
Number five,
which is favorites. So we're going to be talking about our favorite things.
Wow, that is a general topic.
Well, I have questions.
I like a lot of things.
I have questions. Oh. So for to start with... the first question I wrote, and I wrote down whatever ideas came to my mind when thinking of these topics, and none of them, like, there's no, like, this goes from bad to better. It just goes, this one, then this. This is what my mind
stood out.
What's
your favorite movie? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite TV show? Music? Do you like places?
What's your favorite contraceptive?
Whoa!
Well, should have wrote that down. Yeah. I was going to say, first question is, smells.
What's my favorite?
What are your
smell?
Favorite smells? Like, I'm gonna say top three favorite smells.
My top three favorite smells.
Favorite smells.
How'd you come up with
I
three?
Like.
Well, we got more questions, so you're gonna think a lot of top threes.
All right.
See, like, it's horrible because I have a horrible memory. So, like, when I smell it, I'd be like, "Oh, I love this smell. It's one of my favorites." But I can't think back.
Should I start first?
Since we ordered pizza, I do know I love the smell of fresh pizza.
Oh yeah.
That one's pretty good, the cheese and the sauce and the bread and all. But, yeah, go. Oh. Have you. I'm not going to name all three of them right now. I'll think while you guys talk.
How about we take one at a time? That's all I can think of right now.
Is pizza?
Well, no.
Oh.
I was going to say the, you know, when you open the dryer and it, like, just got done.
Oh.
And that smell, like, if you put any, one of those little dryer sheets in there and that. Just emanating.
When you said open,
hot laundry smell.
I just thought. Actually, there are two of them, and one of them is the one Scott's thinking of.
Probably.
The other one is a really old book.
Oh, books.
Or an attic type thing, like old book smell. It's just nostalgia.
Oh
type
God,
thing.
I'm thinking of so many good ones now.
And then the other one Scott's thinking of is like, I don't exactly know how to say this, but like action figures or anything plastic.
Oh
like
yeah.
That fresh plastic toy. Like
the rubberish.
Like the rubbery, yeah.
Like synthetic.
Yeah, because I got some like statue thing and I opened the box and it was just like, oh my
God. Because they have like, inside of the plastic, they sort of have like a small like layer of, I don't want to say grease, but like sort of lubricant. So the thing
yeah,
doesn't
like
stick
rubber,
to it.
Yeah, it's like a rubber lubricant type.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking video game smell.
God, you stole mine.
New video game smell. Well, I'm sorry, you can never like that again.
And as Jennifer says, the PS4 video game smell is just like the PS3.
Good.
But I don't know how that would change, because video games are...
Well, the thing is...
Especially when they're discs, they're still discs.
The smell of the video game, the new video game smell, is actually the booklet.
Is it?
It's technically the booklet, so like with the newer games, they don't have as much of that smell anymore, because it's from the printing, like the printing press and all that stuff, of the booklets and stuff. So when you open it, it's just the smell of the plastic.
It's the freshly printed paper
that's why
sealed in there.
Yeah, that's why PS2 games smell so much better than like some Xbox games or 360 games. Like there's just a slip of paper in there.
Yeah. One sheet of paper.
But that wasn't...
Like food, there's like so many good food smells, but I guess in mass quantities you get sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I worked at McDonald's and... After a while, burger smells are just like, oh, gross.
Well, it's McDonald's also.
Yeah, it is McDonald's. But, you know.
I was going to say.
Food smells are good when you like the food.
And we're recording this in November, so by the time this podcast actually comes out, it's going to be well into effect. But I was going to say, my first favorite smell, and this isn't in any order, but the first one I thought of was, we live in Wisconsin, so we spend a lot of time in the winter, but that smell of cold, when you're in a house. And someone walks in from outside, if they've been outside for a while, and they just have that smell of cold.
Yeah, that's good.
Fucking
amazing.
It's
like the smell of rain.
Yeah.
There's also the smell of rain that's good.
Which apparently, I learned something about that too, is that smells around us all the time, but we don't notice it.
It's amplified
by the water, because that's why when you fart in the shower, it smells so much worse.
You keep stealing everything I'm going to say.
Don't tell me farting in the shower is going to be a good smell.
No, but it's amplified because of that humidity.
He's like, I love the smell of farts in the shower.
I also love the smell of summer, like the first real warm day of summer, especially in Wisconsin. There's only such a short period of it, but that smell of the warm air and
there's also
the grass,
and also the smell of apple cider.
Oh yeah, in the fall,
in the winter, in the fall.
Yeah, seasons smell good.
And there's a smell that I like that I smell, but I don't know what it is, and I can't describe it because you can't really describe a smell. But every once in a while, you get a whiff, and you're like.
I know that smell.
I love it. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
That's a weird phenomenon.
And it's like happened ever since I was a little kid. Every once in a while, this smell would pop, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. Because it's not perfume, because it's too distinct, and I don't know. There's like a different set of scents for, but it's like, I can't say it's fruity, because it's not really fruity, but it's like, it's hard to describe a smell when you have nothing to put it to.
Exactly.
Like apple cider. Oh, you know what that smells like because I said apple cider.
Can you drink
it? You know what it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's any other sense and that, you know, your sight or your something you hear, it's something a little more describable.
Yeah.
Right.
And
because
it's
adjectives.
Easier to think of what it was that smells like,
it's
that
like
it reminds
describe,
you of.
It's like describing a color to a blind person.
Yeah. Well, okay. This after...
Because you haven't smelled it, so you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like
one of my favorite
the time
rides...
The went to the carnival.
One of my favorite movies ever made was Jaws. And when I was in the 8th grade, my family, we went to Florida for a trip. And we went on the Jaws ride.
There's
but there's one...
Smell.
There's that smell. Like, right near the end. When, like, because they blow the thing, and then, like, there's fire and stuff. But there was that sort of rubbery, humid smell. That once in a while...
That comes with the like, fire?
Yeah, it's like a sulfur fire. Type thing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but, like, every once in a while, and, like, I'm, like, sort of springish summer mornings when it's foggy and it's humid and you're up early enough, I smell that and I think, Jaws. Jaws is
well,
here.
Well, it's, like, it's, most of it's, like, an electrical, it's, like, electrical pyrotechnics mixed with the water that's right there. That's what the mixture is.
Yeah, it probably makes a very unique smell. Very
memorable. Like exploding stuff in water. Has to make a very unique spell.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's ignited by electronics, and that's what... So...
Yeah.
So at least you can kind of pinpoint that. Like, you know, because you can compare it to the Jaws ride.
Yeah.
Like, this one that I'm thinking of, I can't. It's like, I'm just walking outside, and all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Or I'm at a mall, and boom, there it is. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the mall. Like, when I was... I remember in, distinctly, like, 6th grade, I was walking down the hall... At my middle school, and I walked past a locker, and I smelled like just fresh, like hallway, and I immediately remembered going to the Mall of America, and being in like the Mall of America, Warner Brothers store. That was like
Stupid, I miss the Warner Brothers.
Stupid story. Brain. It's creepy. I just digress from the conversation. Did you turn the light on outside so he sees?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We can just jump to the next question.
Well, I was just saying the initial smells I had was smell of cold, smell of gasoline.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, that's something people either love or hate.
That's so, like, are you, okay, so, like, in the summer when you mow the lawn and you have the smell of gasoline mixed with grass, it's not amazing?
No.
Or when you fill your car with gas, it's amazing?
No.
Just don't smell it too long.
No. No, that's not a good idea. But, like, when you used to go to, like, water parks when you were kids and the smell of, like, the bumper boats, like all of them, like, running on gasoline, like, driven, that smelled good, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
I wonder what it is. It's like such a chemically smell, but it's something so appealing.
Yeah. Well, and that smell is added too.
It's not like it reminds.
No, that's. I think that's natural gas.
Well, they put gas. Natural gas has no smell.
Yeah. Not gasoline. That's.
But I think they still put smell in that. I don't know.
And diesel is just like a different flavor.
of gasoline. Of smell.
It's like dark chocolate to milk chocolate.
Yeah.
And white chocolate.
Whoa. Which
is gas. Natural.
It's unleaded. Oh, natural gas. Gotcha. I can't remember what my other smell was going to be. Oh!
Video games, you said.
No. Yeah, that thought in my brain afterwards. Like, when I was writing this card, I was trying to remember what I was saying from that, but this is going to sound really weird, but it's very specific. The smell of hot batteries.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, the hot, like, AA batteries. Like, when you put it, I don't know.
When something's burning them really high.
No, well, maybe, like, when you're kid, I think it goes back to when you're kids, and you put, like, batteries in a new toy, and it starts up for the first time, and it kind of has that, like, electronics
running through. That's the smell of electronics.
Yeah.
Jaws right up.
Maybe it reminds you of, like, the toy, playing with your new toy for the first time.
Yeah, I think so.
Hence your love of video game smells. The average person's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
And action figures. And
action figures and books.
And certain comic books, like nowadays, like the type of paper they print on,
mm-hmm.
and possibly what kind of ink they do, like they use, smelling those books.
Well, and plus they put like a protective coating so the ink doesn't run, too.
Mm-hmm. That could be just different types of ink.
Yeah.
Well,
they print like millions of them, so they gotta like put a spray like because they stack.
Mm-hmm. That's usually it's a powder.
Fast. Yeah,
they sprinkle over.
So I mean, like, yeah. So there's a couple different smells on that one. Wow. So this is mostly about smelling today. Because I don't know how many of these questions we're gonna get through.
All right, next question is sounds. Favorite sounds. This is gonna be no. Oh, I was gonna say all six. All five senses, but we don't have favorite feel because that would just get awkward. What's your favorite feel? I don't know. Orgasm?
I was going to say, that would get into a very perverted area. You know, but how it's just like...
Okay. Favorite sounds. Now, this is going to... sorry.
I think he's pulling his phone because he's going to play it on his phone.
I was, but I figured that's going to sound pretty crappy.
Nah, do it.
I was just going to describe, like, any of the... there's a... genre of music these days called chiptune, and it's it uses a lot of 8-bit sound stuff that,
mm-hmm.
You know, sounds like Nintendo or Game Boy, any of the really old, you know, they had very limited capabilities for making sounds, but something about that, they can render that so well now that mm-hmm. they can make really beautiful sounds. Did you guys play Fez at all?
Mm-hmm.
It did a complete 8-bit soundtrack, but it's very emotional, very, mm-hmm. you know, almost sad.
Well, because they can kind of layer it nowadays where they couldn't back then.
I was going to say the Scott Pilgrim game, too, has been awesome.
The Anamanaguchi did the whole album.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was going to say goats. It's kind of a weird follow-up, but all the noises goats make is pretty amazing.
I didn't see that one coming.
That was amazing.
I remember that goat.
That is one of my favorite things about playing Minecraft is all the sheep.
Sheep and goats. Like, just like, okay, what are you trying to say something? But I don't know if that's so much sound is, it is an experience. Well, I guess all of them are kind of experiences, but
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I just thought of that one. That was a good sound. I don't know if I'd want it as my alarm clock or anything like that, but the ringtone would be kind of funny. But
I did have a ringtone. I did have that goat. That remember that what?
Every
that,
time I get a what? Text message, what? What?
I was just saying, most kids these days, they won't recognize this sound, but one of my favorite sounds growing up was having a camera that you turn the flash on, so you hear that, like that, like of the flash charging up, like a high pitch. Fuck, that was awesome.
That is a cool sound.
It was so cool. I thought you were
going to say the dial-up.
The more,
Looking back, it's a good sound, but at the time it was really annoying because you know it was going to take forever to connect.
Did
but,
they really have to play that out loud?
I don't know.
How does that help the listener, the user?
I think that's because like that was when computers themselves gave out the sound and they weren't going through speakers, and it was like coming out of the back of the computer.
But they're going through like a connection. There's the...
I don't know. I don't fully understand what the purpose of that was because...
We have a fax machine at work that makes those noises when you send faxes out, but it's a new machine. I don't like it's like a printer call faxing back. Like copy machine. It's
that's I don't get using it. Phone technology to
yeah.
I'm not saying that's send one of my faxes. Favorite sounds, but
it is fun.
It's a fun sound.
It's very fun.
God, that's a hard one. Sounds
and once again, winter. I like winter when it snows and it gets cold and you have that yeah that. Snow crunching of just walking and crunching snow, like not when it's hard, but the kind of like it's a squeak crunch, like that's bad.
It's like packy, the packy snow when you pack snow.
It doesn't have to be packy, but as long as it like it settles, I think, and just it's like a crushy squeak. I love it. I just like walk around it outside.
The same with the leaves, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of stuff for this one. The goats is all I had. Brian's thinking in a completely different way. I'm just like, oh, he's like this music, and then and goats! And then snow. Crunching of snow.
You look very intent, like deep in thought.
He's really trying to think.
I'm trying to think outside of music. How about, like, in a movie theater where, you know, they've got the professional 3D sound, surround sound that...
Mm-hmm.
The TDX.
It's so loud that you know you could get the real full effect of surround sound rather than. Well, I suppose you could at home too if you.
Well,
if you don't have people who are going to complain about loud sounds.
Well, I was going to say with music though, there's certain things in music that are awesome. Like if it's like electric guitar and just the swipe, like when they're moving their fingers, they're not playing chord, but they're moving their fingers. Down, like to change frets, and it's just that, like that. That's awesome.
Or that sound in that Apoptygma Berserk song that you mentioned a while back. You remember sending me a text about
this
song, and it like reverbs back and forth between your ears.
Yeah,
like taking advantage of your surround.
Yeah, if you're just listening in your stereo, it's just like
stereo sound.
She's just singing, but then it's like you're turning the left, right, like. Left,
see,
right.
See, I love that.
Back and forth. Like, it's like...
It's not really a sound, but it's kind of a sound. It's not specific. It could be anything, mm-hmm. but it's just the whole, like, surround, like, behind you, in front of you, like...
Like that...
Like that They Might Be Giants song, where they're like...
Sleepwalkers?
They're playing the same notes, but at different times on either side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say my other third favorite sound is, I used to work in a department store years ago, and I worked in the back. And I'm not saying this happened on purpose, but once in a while, when we were stocking light bulbs, and a light bulb fell out and hit the ground and shattered, it's like a small pop, crackle, shatter. It's so awesome. It's like a little confined, sound. Just like not glass shattering, but just a
yeah,
the pop shatter.
So it's kind of. The sound is. Oh, what's the word?
Because it's compressed because it's air in
inside
there.
Of the. Mm-hmm. So the sound has got to get through the glass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's.
Yeah.
Like a special it's filter.
Like vacuum sealed in there, and you pop that, and then the air, the sound goes. That's pretty
quiet
cool.
Quiet explosion.
I love that shit. All right. Next is favorite memory. This is going to be a lot more deeper than smells and sounds.
Even though the smells was pretty deep.
Favorite wow, I really just like jumped the. It's like smells, sounds, memories, TV shows.
See, I was expecting like TV shows and movies and stuff, too. And I was like favorite memories. Like,
well, we'll put memory off of this on the side shelf. If we get back to it, we will.
Yeah,
but let's go something easy instead of us sitting here for 10 minutes going
Well, either that or we start describing these like long
stories.
Days of. Memory.
Yeah, I liked it when I was a kid and I went here.
Well, no, this, stories are awesome.
But TV shows.
This I really wrote like 6 questions down.
Yeah, let's get some pop culture in here.
All right.
Arrested Development.
Of course.
Yes.
Hands down.
Well, the thing is, okay, before, well, let's.
Hands down, Arrested Development.
I never heard of.
Game Over.
Oh, I was like, whoa, let's work one at a time. I don't even know what Hands Down is.
Hands Down is not a show. It's just Hands Down.
Arrested Development. Hands Down, Game Over. Next.
Game Over sucked. It was a horrible show.
Do you remember that show? I don't remember what that show was called, but I used to watch it. It was like a UPN show where a guy designed a video game, and then it was like Christopher Lloyd was in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember
and
that.
And then, like, he got out, and, like, all these different boss... Like, he had to do all these boss fights in real life.
Yeah, because the guys escaped from the video game.
Yeah, they escaped. That was such a shitty show. Like, one of them was, like, the star quarterback that made fun of him at school. So, like, his weapon would, like, he'd throw ball, like, footballs that exploded. Or some dumb shit. God, that was a dumb show. Anyways, yeah, Arrested Development, like...
I think we can all agree that's like top three.
And years ago...
And I even watched the new season, and I don't care what people say, I thought it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was different, but it was still really good.
I was gonna say, years ago, before Jason and I bought a house, Jason and Brian roomed together in an apartment for a couple of years, and I would like just come over there and every weekend and crash on the couch.
Sleep on the couch.
But every weekend, like every Saturday and sometimes most Sundays, we would just get up and we'd like, well, time to make breakfast or lunch, depending on what time it was, and then we just toss in a disc of Arrested Development and just watch it as we ate lunch or got ready for the day. And like we would probably watch at least two or three discs a weekend for like a whole 2 years.
Even though we had already seen it many times before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's not that many episodes with only 3 seasons and they kept getting shorter.
Yeah.
But there's still laughs there. I mean, it's still...
Yeah.
We're still getting jokes. Like, there's some jokes where you're like, oh my God, this whole time?
We wake up and it's like, all right, what season? I'm thinking season 2 today. All right, what disc? Let's try 3. And we just pick a random disc and watch the whole thing.
We've seen them all.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Mm. We already know the context of the episode when we start it.
Yeah. I would say my favorite show of all time, though.
Lost.
Lost.
Yeah.
See, I felt like Breaking Bad was kind of an upgrade of Lost. Like, Lost, it didn't seem like they really had it planned.
Mm-hmm.
The whole story planned from the beginning. Breaking Bad, I thought, was so much more of a storytelling adventure that they... knew where they wanted to start, and they knew where they wanted to end, and it was just a journey. Lost, the whole last season for me just kind of fell off.
Oh,
it's like I slowly am realizing they're not wrapping up anything.
But I liked the mystery and like not having every answer shoved out to you, especially on something that complex of a show.
I feel bad for all the people who. When you go to like the wiki sites as that show was developing and people are trying to they do all sorts of research on figuring out
and
you know
for
what
nothing.
Is the scrawling on the door or all the things on the door, it's a map and it's like it turns out it was just meaningless chicken scratchings.
But at the same time though, I love the fact that the show's over but there's still a lot of things to think about. Like I love shows and things that make me really just analyze like the stuff that's just in your face, like, oh, this is what happened. And you're like, oh, okay, good. That's CSI. Great. You found out he dated that girl. They broke up. And then he's like, oh, I hate her parents. And he killed them. The end. That's CSI. There's no reason. There's nothing to think about when you're done. Like movies or TV shows. Like when I walk away from it, when I'm done watching it.
And if
2 days later, if I'm still thinking about it, it's a great show or a great movie.
And that's what Breaking Bad was for me. I, like, at least 3 or 4 days later, I'd think of something and bring it up with Rachel. Like, did you notice the tone in his voice on this conversation? There was something else going on there. And we'd talk it out and figure it out, and sure enough, the next episode,
mm-hmm.
that would pan out.
Well, look at the last season. I was wondering, I was saying this probably about 3 or 4 weeks before Rachel put it on Facebook. I'm like, why is everyone wearing purple?
Yeah.
Everyone was wearing purple.
It was always Marie, too. She kept wearing purple.
Yeah, it was Marie.
Hank was about to... spoilers.
Yeah. But no, like, literally, like, but then, like, Skylar, like, they had, like, purple pillows and, like, all this other stuff. Like, everyone was wearing purple for, like, 3 episodes in a row. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Even the baby was, like, wearing purple. I'm like, something feels wrong.
There was a lot to do with colors in that show that never really turned into anything. But it's like, there's Walter White. There's,
Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman.
Which is Pinkman.
The Blue Meth.
Yeah. The,
the green weed.
Wow, that petered out quickly. I know there's a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, and didn't Jesse have like a, didn't, what was his, like, oh, it was Captain something, wasn't it? What is what he called himself?
Skinny Pete?
Oh. Skinny Pete, that's what I was trying to think of.
No. I was saying like.
His meth name.
Yeah, his meth name was like, wasn't like Captain.
It was Chili Pea.
Chili, oh, that's right, yeah. Fuck. I don't remember anything.
So Arrested Development, Lost, Breaking Bad.
X-Files. X-Files is great. It was one of those first grown-up shows I watched when I was a kid. Like, in middle school, I watched X-Files. It's like, oh, don't watch. You know, like, parental advisory suggested. I'm like, oh, yeah. Shit, something's going to happen. And it was about incest. You're like, oh, what?
This is about aliens.
Yeah.
How about Freaks and Geeks?
That's a good show.
That's something really I can good. Always go back and watch the entire season that
Futurama.
It lasted.
I'm a huge Futurama fan. I could go back and watch a ton of those episodes.
See, Freaks and Geeks is one of those shows that when it was on, I wouldn't have gotten into it.
Yeah,
but then, which sucks because now it's like that's like when they needed the help.
I feel like it's one of those shows that's aimed for older people. You know what I mean?
We are older than people.
No, but I'm saying when it came out, we were about that age, so we didn't grasp.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's more of a nostalgia show. Looking back to high school,
kind
of
like Wonder Years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like while you're in there, you're like, yeah, this is what school's like.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really grasp it, you know, like all the stuff going on. So I feel like that show is way better looking back than it was while you were in that age.
Yeah.
So for us, when it came out, we were around that age, I think. I think that's when it came out. I don't know.
I want to say like middle school or high school, like late 90s. I want to say.
I know Undeclared came out when we were in college.
Yeah.
But that one wasn't as nostalgic. It's like, yep, this is how college is.
Because I remember being driven somewhere, which doesn't happen very often when you're an adult. And they're talking about it on the radio. So, I don't know. I want to say it was like 99, 2000.
See, I don't even remember it being on TV. I remember once it got canceled, everyone was talking about it. But mm-hmm. I don't remember when it was on, what channel it was on, what time, what day, or any of that stuff.
I don't think I think you actually introduced me to that show.
And I found out about it.
I think it was on Fox.
Because I feel like I found out about it after Undeclared.
Okay.
Yeah, Fox likes to cancel good shows.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
It has to be Fox.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Lost was on Fox? We would not. We would be done with the first season.
Well, you mean Alcatraz? Yeah.
Imagine if Clerks cartoon was on Fox.
It would still be on.
Yeah, it's true.
It's animated.
Yeah.
If it's an animated show, it lasts longer. At least the full season. It would have at least lasted the full season like Napoleon Dynamite.
Look at...
That's right.
I mean, Family Guy got canceled. Got brought back by Comedy Central, and then Fox picked it up again. It's like, they love cartoons.
And now he has like 3 shows, so...
But then again, they did have the best cartoons in the morning when we were kids.
Yeah, no...
The
now,
Tick.
But did you know that there's no Saturday morning cartoons anymore on network TV? Like, ABC, NBC, Fox, CBS, like, none of them have cartoons on Sunday mornings.
Hmm.
It's cable now. You go to Nickelodeon, you go to Disney Channel, you go to Cartoon Network. Yeah. Instead, you get those, like, oh, Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures. Or...
He's still doing things?
Yes.
He's still alive.
Yeah, it's all like the educational stuff.
See, what if Steve Irwin dealt with the animals Jack Hanna did? He'd still be alive.
Animal Rescue.
They should have just, one day they should have done a switch. And Steve Irwin's like, we're going to show you a pet baby tiger. And then Jack Hanna's like, I don't know how to, there's sharks in this water.
It's like a wife swap, but it's their job swap.
Job swap. Should be on April Fool's or something on reality shows.
Way better than Celebrity Wife Swap. But anyway, those are shitty shows.
Yeah.
I was going to say Futurama is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's good.
Ended well.
Yeah, it did.
See, I think the problem...
The finale episode was really good. It really felt like an ender.
I haven't watched the season.
You didn't watch the season at all.
It's like they brought back all the favorite parts about the show for the last...
references to a lot of the stuff, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think part of the problem is, like, now, when we were growing up, there wasn't as much cable. Like, when we got cable, like, we got cable, and you get the movie channel. That was, like, what you were excited about. But I was like, cable's just guaranteed. It's like, oh, you have Comedy Central, you have, like, FX, you have AMC, like, all these channels that have all these shows that they're... I mean, AMC used to be you watch old Gene Kelly movies or, you know, stuff like that. Where now they're making Walking Dead and they have Breaking Bad and they have all these, like, huge production shows that, like, I don't know. It's hard. Oh,
that's time.
All right, well, Jason's going to pay for the pizza. I'd like to thank Jason for being here. Brian, good having you.
Thanks for letting me in on this.
No problem. It was fun. So, dig in.